This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for August 5th, 2012. I'm Christina Thomas, and with me in the studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
If it's August, one thing is for sure. Actually, two things.
Okay. Hot?
It'll be hotter than the Dickens and time for the Tawnytown Grape Festival.
All right.
There's a new book out this year that will be debuted at the Tawnytown Grape Festival. It's Oral Histories of the Community.
Okay.
That were collected in a project by the Tawnytown Historical Museum and the Shiloh Museum and the History Department at the University of Arkansas.
And
sounds then compiled into a book by Susan Young from the Shiloh Museum. And it is called Memories I Can't Let Go Of.
Aww.
So basically what she's done is take these oral histories and turn them into narratives. Here's one from Andrew Penzo, who is the son of Angelo and Flora Bariola Penzo. And he says, the first great festivals I remember were held where the old Tawnytown Mercantile is now, on the northwest corner of US 412 and Barrington Road. I thought they were great. Soda pop for a nickel, a hamburger for 10 cents. You could get your picture taken for a nickel. It was a big, wide world. It was a chance to meet everybody. As best I can remember, it was not a great festival as such. It was a Thanksgiving, a feast, a picnic is what it was. My dad called it a picnic.
Are they all about the Tawnytown Grape Festival?
No, they're okay. All about growing up in Tawnytown. Susan made the point that was interesting. She did another Tawnytown book, and she made the point that even though in Tawnytown, the kids grew up going to Mass and their parents and grandparents spoke Italian, it was still very much like growing up in the hills of Madison County, many of them during the Depression.
Hmm.
And just interesting memories of what it was like to be that community. So the book will come out Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the Grape Festival. The Grape Festival starts on Tuesday.
Soon.
Carnival rides, spaghetti dinners. And continue the spaghetti dinners rather start on Thursday, 114th annual. And the books are $20, by the way.
Okay.
She says they'll be set up somewhere by the craft area. All right, this afternoon, a Great Hall panel discussion on American Encounters, Thomas Cole and the Narrative Landscapes at 2 o'clock at Crystal Bridges. An artist reception for Nodi Williams from 2 to 4. It's part of the first Sunday program at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. The Theater Company Children's Workshop in Harrison is doing The Wizard of Oz at 2 o'clock at the Lyric Theater. Tickets are $8 to $18. Chicago continues at Rogers Little Theater, $16 to $45 for tickets. That's at 2 o'clock and lunch precedes it if you get the $45 ticket. And a really interesting young woman is performing tonight at 7 o'clock in a benefit for the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. Her name is Ashley Whittle. She's 16. She's been playing the violin since she was 4, piano since she was 3. And she's leaving this fall to go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to attend the University of North Carolina School of the Arts High School.
Oh, I was going to say she's young for college, but
yeah. She's doing this benefit to say thank you to the APO for supporting her. She started her own string quartet at 12.
How ambitious.
Yeah, suddenly I feel very old. 7 o'clock, it's at the home of Tim and Rhonda O'Donnell in Fayetteville, and it's free. Please make a donation to the Philharmonic.
All right. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.